hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
I don't think he's gay. I just think he's asexual. Some guys, I don't think they care about sex at all with either.
And the microphone's on.
Wait, yeah, no.
What? Yeah, the microphones are on.
Shoot.
Sorry. Life can be so sweet.
Who are you talking about?
Well, now I know the mics are on.
Oh.
With those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Claire, nature's calling. Don't be stalling. Use your common sense.
Oh, yeah.
Before you let it blow, find a place to go. Just don't piss on
the electric fence.
Good advice.
Yeah.
So if I ever have a sense,
real good advice.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
A lot of people don't know this, but that's me singing.
Go up at my feet.
See, I can prove it.
On the sunny side of the street.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Welcome to the easiest radio show to listen to in the United States. You don't have to be real smart. You don't have to know anything about anything. You just have to hang with us for about 3 hours. That's it.
I don't even know why we're on the air right now. From what my wife told me, she heard this morning, our morning man and program director said our show comes on at 4 today.
4?
Yeah.
Really?
We shouldn't be on right now.
He said John Carney's show at 1, and then Frank Opinion, Large Morning Show in the afternoon at 4.
Well, he's not our program director, first of all.
Well.
Is it... Have they changed the time for us? Are we on too early?
Apparently we are.
I'm confused.
Oh.
I'd hate to think that we're giving an hour's worth of this blood, sweat, and tears we put into this for nothing and no pay.
Oh, no. You know what?
What?
I think 4 o'clock starts the TV portion of our show.
Oh, 11.2.
That's right. Yeah. The TV doesn't air the whole time. It's just,
Yeah, we're on.
Right after Coach.
Yeah. Thanks for clearing that up.
Coach.
So how about the goofy weather of 2016 so far?
That's crazy.
70 and 30 and snow and sun and clouds, and then what, by Friday, 60 or some crazy thing. Now, here we are, though, today, the 24th day of February, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
See, we'll either cause people to hate that song even more, or we'll actually cause them to go look it up, and they might like it after they hear more of it. I kind of doubt it.
Or every time they hear it, they'll think of us.
Yeah, there you go. They will think of us. Just like when people say anyway, they think of, you know, this show and Bernice. I should pay, before the Burke segment, I'd like to start out by saying I need to learn maybe to pay more attention when people recommend things to me. For example... Breaking Bad. It took me 4 years, or 5. I think it was the 5th season before I finally said, okay, I'll check out Breaking Bad. That's been the case with a couple of things. People have said, oh, you got to check this out. About 3 years ago, at least 3 years ago, a friend of mine named Sandy Unger, we were at lunch, and he said, you got to check out and hear. Because he kind of knows what kind of music I would like and not like. He said, you got to hear Pokey Lafarge. You familiar with these people?
No.
No.
You're not familiar with Pokey Lafarge?
I don't think so, no.
Pokey Lafarge is a tremendous group of musicians. Pokey Lafarge, not his real name, but they call him Pokey, is the lead singer, and they're St. Louis based. He was born in Normal, Illinois, but they now play all over the place, and I should have listened to Sandy, because what happened is this week I get another email from a listener saying, hey, I heard you talk about your iPod and the kind of music on your iPod. I just think from what you said, you would love Pokey Lafarge. And when I read it, I thought, hey, that's the same group that... Sandy Unger mentioned to me 3 years ago. I'm going to play you. This is Pokey Lafarge live at the Grand Ole Opry. Now, this is a band that really kind of got its start around St. Louis. I want you to hear this. The lead singer, Pokey, is sort of like a higher-pitched Leon Redbone. Got that kind of thing, but it's high-pitched. It's just, it's the most unusual. Here, today, I listened to it for the first time. I've already started downloading stuff into my iPod from Poké the Fire. They're that good. So here, this is the Grand Ole Opry. I think this is from last year, 2015, I think. Here we go.
Kind of a swing.
Fantastic. I'm gonna pause and say this. Dan, listen to the harmonica player.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Ryan Koenig. He is second only to you.
Oh, wow.
Harmonica player when he breaks into a solo.
The cold horizon, what do you see? Another sun is setting on me. Let's raise the sunlight, take in the sanity. Well, if you hear me howling, howling at the moon, I can't afford to forget you. I can't afford to forget you.
Here you go, Dan. Here you go.
Oh, man.
Listen to that crowd going crazy. How about these guys? Here comes Poké.
And the one has a story, and the song has an end. Now I'm finished and I won't sing again. And I drink myself green, don't mind that money I spend.
It's not a music show. And if I could play the whole song, I could easily. That's Poké LaFarge. And
that's really
Sandy,
good.
I call Sandy Unger today and I said, Sandy, I should have paid more attention to you when you mentioned Poké LaFarge. Unbelievable. And I've listened to like six songs this morning, and every one of them I love. They're a throwback to Riverboat, Dixieland, a little jazz, a little blues, a little swing, little country.
Yeah.
It's got about five different elements to it. They've got an unbelievable banjo player and a gal who plays the clarinet, and they've had a couple different girls. I guess they still have a clarinet player who's a female, maybe, maybe not. The guitar player is beyond belief. Pokey's beyond belief, and this harmonica guy. It's a harmonica no bigger than the one you play. It's just a little blues harmonica.
Yeah.
He can make that thing walk.
It's
unbelievable. So, Poké LaFarge, whoever emailed me, you're absolutely right. That's the kind of music
How come, since they're from St. Louis, how come nobody's ever really heard of them?
Well, they I'm surprised you haven't.
Yeah.
But lots of people have. The KDHX, that sort of underground station.
Oh, yeah.
I know
they've
been in the studio there and have played. And maybe a little later I'll grab it. There's a thing called, if I can find it real quickly, the La La Blues, and the reason I was going to play it is everybody knows how good Dan is. Let me just type it in here and I'll pull it up. Everybody knows how good Dan is on the harmonica.
Mm.
And just when you think, you know, you've heard the best, hang on, B-L-U-E-S, I'm bringing it.
Wow,
just
blues.
When you think you've heard the best, when you've heard Dan, along comes Poké. Now, I may have to pass a commercial here. Here, hang on here. Listen to this, harmonica. Once again, this is Poké LaFarge. Harmonica guy blows me away.
Yeah, he's good.
I you know, that reminds me of Leon Redbone. Some of the things they do are a lot like Leon Redbone. And the register. So that's a little more of that harmonica I wanted you to hear. But
that's pretty cool.
That's it. We don't do a lot of music critiquing here, and I don't. The only music I really can't stand is heavy metal and hip hop and rap. Those are the only three categories that I've tried it, I've listened, I thought I'll give it a chance. I can't stand it. I can't stand rap and hip hop, and I can't stand heavy metal. Now, anything else, I can tolerate. And of the rest, my very favorite is I don't like real jazz, the purest type jazz, where it's just sort of everybody's improvising. But I like, what do you call it? There's classical music that is more mass appeal, like Rhapsody in Blue, and then there's jazz that's a little more tolerable. I like that stuff. And I like rock and roll the way I think of rock and roll, and it's not Metallica. It's the Kinks and the Byrds and the Beatles and Elvis and that kind of thing. I like 60s and 70s music. And I like country music until it starts turning more rock than country. And I like some classical music, actually. I have three classical pieces on my iPod. But that's Pokey Lafarge. By the end of the day, I'll probably have 15 songs in my iPod by these people. So, Dan, you'll especially appreciate it.
Yeah.
You have your harmonica with you. If I, just to give people an idea how good you are, I'm going to back this up, and then I'm going to play a little piece, and then I want you to just parrot.
Jump in?
No, I want you to duplicate, play exactly what this guy plays.
Oh, okay.
I want you to listen, I'll play. I don't know terminology like two bars or whatever the heck it is. And then I'll let you play the exact same thing. Are you up for that?
Sure.
All right, let me find a spot here. All right, we'll pick. Now start. Okay. Listen to from where I now start and stop, and then you do it. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Identical.
Wow.
Identical. I couldn't even tell. I thought maybe he hit the button again.
No.
That wasn't me playing them. That was you?
Yeah. Yeah, that was
me. Dan, could you even tell the difference?
No. It was like.
That's unbelievable, Dan.
Man. Thanks.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I just hear it and then. You know, just
you
play
sure
it.
Do.
Yeah.
Man, if I could just have a talent like that. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I do, too.
Well, I believe Peon spoke first. Here now, Eon the Peon. It's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Real quickly, when you were talking about things people mentioned to you that you should try out, you know, things like Breaking Bad.
You know, the other one Mike Evans always tells me is that Big Bang Theory.
Oh,
now, I may watch
I don't
it and go,
think
I don't think I'm going to watch it
I don't
and
think
go, wow, you
would like
right.
that.
I love this.
No, I yeah, would I would either. Say it would not be your country.
And I've tried Big Bang Theory a couple of times, and I don't like
it. And that really is what kept
it.
Me from looking at it, because if Dan watches something and doesn't like it, because he likes everything. If he didn't like it, I thought, shoot, I know I'm not going to like it.
The Jinx, it was originally on HBO. I think it's on Netflix now. It's a 6-part documentary about Robert Durst. Do you know anything about that story at all?
I know that Robert Durst was in the news a couple of years. He's a killer, right?
Apparently now he's killed three
people.
He's
a rich guy, right?
Yes. He was part of, apparently his father was a big real estate mogul in Manhattan, and now his brother runs the Durst organization. Yeah, it's one of the biggest real estate companies in Manhattan. But yes, this Robert Durst, apparently now it looks like has killed three people. And just now he's in jail for another weapons-related charge. But the three people that he killed, he has never been convicted of killing. So it's one of those true life, true crime, you know, stories.
I like those.
Yes. So I would say, I think you would like that one. It's called.
Here's how quick on the trigger our listeners are. I just got an email from Brian Cruz. He says, Frank, that was me who recommended Pokey to you. Brian, it probably wasn't an email, but three and a half years ago, Sandy Unger mentioned Pokey Lafarge, and I didn't pay any attention to him or to you, and I should have. Go ahead, Pia.
Yeah, so the jinx. And the next two things I have are just things I've put on the Facebook page in the last few days. The one I put up last night, it's about this this company. I think it's Boston. I can't think of it now. Boston Dynamics or something. Yeah, Boston Dynamics, and they build robots that can walk for themselves. But before, their previous versions were four-legged, like either, you know, a dog.
Oh, I've seen these before. They look like animals.
Yes, but the newest one they put a video out is about an upright standing one. It stands 5'9". It can open doors. It can walk over any terrain. It senses objects to avoid. It can pick up.
Walk over any train, like a freight train or.
No, terrain.
Yes.
Terrain.
You know what? That's kind of creepy, though.
It's really weird looking.
I haven't seen it yet. It sounds creepy to me.
Yes. So that one is definitely worth watching. And then another video I put up the other day, there's this guy who has a YouTube channel called Primitive Technology. And he goes in the woods. He's somebody asked him before where the woods are that he goes to. He said it's somebody's land that he knows, and he has permission to be there. But he essentially goes out there with nothing and will start just by building tools to build other things.
This is a guy who's the exact opposite of me.
Exactly, yes. I wish I could, I guess you could learn eventually.
I could go in the woods with tools and I'd die.
But he's built these essentially just one-room huts out of mud and just sticks, and so it's really neat to watch. But the one video I have on the page is where he makes charcoal out of sticks. And I didn't even know this was possible, but people say, well, what are the benefits of why not just burn wood? And he said these pieces of charcoal that he made out of the wood, it already has all the sap and water burnt out of it, so it burns hotter when you make this fire. But the process of him making this charcoal is pretty cool. He builds essentially just this big dirt mound, and that becomes like his oven. And all of his videos are really neat to watch. So that's just a couple things on the Facebook page that I thought were interesting.
How does somebody get that smart about survival?
I don't know. I mean, he is one where if everything went, you know.
That's the guy you want to be next door to.
Yes.
You notice everything has gone to hell.
Help me.
Run to his house.
Yes. So that was it. That was all I had.
All right. And now, harmonica player extraordinaire Dan Strauss. That's all yours.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This morning, we had the snow, late last night and into this morning, and I was watching the news, and they did something so innovative and so, like, cut of the edge. Cutting edge. My goodness.
Cut of the cheese.
Yeah, cut of the cheese.
Cut of the cheese.
Cutting edge. And it was just like so far into the future. One of the reporters
went out on the street.
He was standing there, and he pulled a ruler out.
Oh, that I've never seen. That is something new.
And showed where he was that it was 4 inches of snow.
How else would you know how much snow was out there?
And then Tim Weiland noticed this too.
Now you know what's going to happen. The other TV stations will see that.
They'll start doing it.
They'll do it.
Yeah. I know. Tim Weiland noticed this one too because I put that on Facebook. I was.
Did anybody rub their hand along the snow?
That's what Tim said. Another reporter picked up the snow and talked about how wet it was and moist and how it could
pack. That is good reporting.
That was awesome.
Wow. I like it when, and I've seen them too, where they'll be standing by a car and they'll take a brush and brush the windshield to show you that there was snow on it.
Whoa. That's pretty wild.
And apparently it wasn't the snow that caused most of the traffic headaches this morning. It was the power lines that
power
fell
lines
down.
Going down.
270 today.
Well, that's what happens when it's wet and heavy.
Did you see the guy? There was a guy on Doherty Ferry
And that name has always bothered me.
Doherty Ferry.
Doherty. It sounds good.
I know.
Doherty.
A lot of people will say Doherty Ferry or whatever.
They just don't know how you say it. It sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Doherty.
Doherty Ferry.
Doherty Lee. What road are you on? Doherty Ferry.
But this guy was driving, and the pole snapped and fell on the hood of his car.
Ooh,
if he was going any faster at all, it would have
his head off.
Oh, it would have gone through the windshield or hit him on the top. But he was trapped in his car because the power lines were across his car along with the pole and everything. So he didn't get out of the car. And they always tell you, don't get out of the car when the power lines are laying there, because you'll jump out and get electrocuted because you're grounded with the tires and everything.
Right. All right. What if the pole came down in your car and somehow gas is leaking out and there's a wire across it? Do you still sit in it?
Oh.
And sparks are flying.
Man, I don't know.
That's a tough call.
Yeah, that is. Because how would you... Could you jump far enough to get away from the electricity?
I wish I knew more about electricity. I don't know.
Yeah, like, couldn't you just back up, you think?
If you're driving and there's lightning, you're still grounded,
so why couldn't you just drive the car?
I don't think he could. He had the entire pole was laying on his
hood. Oh, the car wasn't drivable.
No, it was laying on his hood.
Okay.
The pole
that
was.
Option is out.
And then I think Ameren pulled up. Finally, I guess, to shut all the power off, and then he got out of the car. But, yeah, this guy was stuck in the car for a while until... But, yeah, your scenario, if you have gas leaking and sparks flying...
Yeah, that is a scary sound, that sound of electricity when it's loose like that. Oh, man, because you can just feel the power that it carries.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it that I had, but... I just thought the news was...
Like, no, the news is ridiculous.
Cutting edge.
It is. And I think they're afraid not to send a reporter out. Well, all the other ones have a guy out there or a girl.
Yeah.
And it's usually they put a cute girl out there with her mittens and her little hat, little ski hat on, and she's doing a report. Well, that's right, Ron, or whoever the anchor is, Mandy. Where I am right now, the National Weather Service says about 4 inches, and as I look at this ruler, I see, right, it is just about 4 inches. Back to you.
Yeah. What was really strange was most of the St. Louis County area got some sort of snow. There were 7 inches, 3 inches, 4 inches, 6 inches somewhere. And like towards St. Peter's and O'Fallon, nothing. They got no snow at all.
Show everybody half of 4 inches.
Here you go. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's another bit we'll never stop doing.
I know.
I guess we closed the Burke segment.
Yeah.
Burke segment is officially closed. We're going to take a break. We come back. More of this hilarity. And you. You can take over when we come back. And then after the 4 o'clock news break, Dr. Doug Pernikoff will be with us, your pet's best friend, and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He'll be here. So if you have a pet... be ready to give him a call and ask him anything you want. He loves animals, and so he's picked the right vocation. Amini's is a I don't know how long it's been in the valley. It's been in the valley a long time, a lot longer than a lot of that stuff that's in Chesterfield Valley. And I need to ask him how long they've been. I want to say like 10 years or something. I mean, they've been there a while. And there are lots of people who've seen the building and seen the copper top, but still have never gone in there. And I have to admit that it was there probably 3 years, and I'm not that far away. I drive right by there every day, and I just never went in, and I don't know why. Is it, you don't know what it is. Is it a little stadium, some kind of a little, like, arena football stadium? No, it's a store. But it's a store that is like no store you've ever been in. You have been in other stores that had furniture, but you haven't been in other stores that have furniture and pinball machines and jukeboxes and arcade games and area rugs, handmade, machine-made, and then the world's finest patio furniture. You've not been in a store that had that. You've also never been in a store that had that, plus an unbelievable collection of lighting for your home, for any room in your house. From lamps to chandeliers to it's a Jaffe Lighting collection, and it's upstairs at Amini's. And the good news, even after the snow, is that the patio furniture season is not that far away, but the smart people will order the exact patio furniture they want now and have it in time to sit outside this spring. And when you're ready for patio furniture that you won't have to replace, because this stuff is really, really well made. This is the best of the best. That's what Amini sells. They don't sell any category that where there's junk. They just refuse to sell junk. They won't sell junk games. They won't sell junk furniture or junk lighting. They just don't. This is the cream of the crop, the best of the best. Like pool tables. You can buy a pool table for $800. It's not going to be slate, and you'll be sorry you bought it. You can also buy a slate pool table for $20,000, $40,000, but you can buy one at Amini's for about $2,000. And it's a real slate table, a good pool table. Amini's is just a different store. And I would love it if you'd go in there and tell them your AM the PM. If all you do is look around, and there's plenty of that to do, you'll say to yourself, why in the world did I never come in here before? And that's exactly what I wondered the first time I went in there. It's Amini's. There's nothing else like it. A-M-I-N-I-S in the middle of Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com.
Meet me.
And traffic was a mess this morning, but it seems to be rolling along okay right now. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
It seems to be doing pretty well. This report brought to you by the makers of Ocuvite Eye Vitamins. Ocuvite is a vitamin just for eyes with vital eye nutrients that help protect your eye health from the inside. From Bausch and Lomb. Yeah, we still have a couple of incidents going on. Doherty Ferry shut down in both directions between Barrett Station and North Dallas. We also have the ramps in both directions. North and southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry closed. Traffic lights still on, not working at Tesson Ferry and Schuessler. And we have a little bit of a slowdown on southbound 270 at Ladue. And this traffic report, it is also brought to you by GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting, the online meeting solution that hosts over 50 million meetings a year. Easily present, collaborate, and get work done anywhere. Learn more at GoToMeeting.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes. People you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. Eunice Hunton Carter was born in Atlanta in 1899 and became a social worker in New York and New Jersey before becoming the first Black woman to earn her law degree from Fordham University. Mayor Fiorello H. LaGuardia appointed her to study situations in Harlem, but soon her street smarts led her to believe that there was a connection between prostitution and the mob. That got her hired as assistant district attorney under special prosecutor Thomas E. Dewey. After her role in what became the largest organized crime prosecution in U.S. history, Eunice Hunton Carter was appointed the head of the DA Special Sessions Bureau.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your next paycheck truly yours? Or is it already promised to the credit card companies in the form of high interest, late fees, and debt payments? When you owe people money, they own you. But there's a way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. Imagine resolving your debt in the shortest amount of time possible and saving the most money possible. To find out how for free, all you have to do is call 1-800-300-5254. At Clear One Advantage, we'll negotiate with your creditors to reduce the total amount of money you owe and set up a low, affordable monthly payment program. In fact, if we don't resolve your debt, we don't get paid. Stop promising your paychecks to your creditors. Settle your debts and get debt free. For free information, call 1-800-300-5254. It's a free phone call, and the information is life-changing. So don't wait. Call 1-800-300-5254. That's 1-800-300-5254.
At Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, we're as grateful today to our customers and the communities we're honored to serve as we were when we opened our first store in South St. Louis County back in 1976. We're so grateful, we want to thank everyone for helping us reach our big 4-0. So go to Dobbs.com and check out our 40th anniversary sweepstakes and register to win big prizes today. And be sure to come back often to the Go to Dobbs Dobbs.com website because Dobbs will be awarding new prizes all year long. It's our way of saying thanks for choosing Dobbs for your tire and automotive service needs for the past 40 years, beginning at our first store in St. Louis back in 76 through today at our 40 stores located in St. Louis, St. Charles, Cape Girardeau, and Southern Illinois. 40 years, 40 stores. Big prizes, big thanks. From the Dobbs family and the Dobbs family of associates to you. The Dobbs 40th Anniversary Sweepstakes. Check it out at gotodobbs.com. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 years of age to enter. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Brendan Burchard. Some people call me the world's highest paid motivational trainer. And some people call me crazy because I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my recent New York Times bestseller, The Motivation Manifesto. In the next 24 hours, I want to give away as many free books as possible. To get your hardcover copy, call 1-800-600-5150 or go to motivationbook.com. If you want to reach your true potential, personally, professionally, or financially, you need this book. You'll discover how to stop feeling tired and overwhelmed, identify the major enemies keeping you from living your dreams, and learn the secrets to defeating them. I'll teach you my proven strategies to start attaining the levels of drive and personal success you're craving. Financial freedom, emotional freedom, time freedom. Due to high demand, I can only offer one free book per household. To get your free book while supplies last, call now 1-800-600-5150. That's 1-800-600-5150. Or go to motivationbook.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenics. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenics is a powerful, man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST30 to 99000. Nugenics uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increases libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improve performance, be more of the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenics and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenics is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST30 to 99000. Again, text BOOST30 to 99000.
At First Bank, family isn't found just in a name or a striking resemblance. It's found in the stories we've heard 100 times. It's found in the traditions we hold close and the memories we hold closer. It's found in all the time we've spent together over the years. After 4 generations in banking, you can't blame us for treating you like family. First Bank. Let's get together. Member FDIC.
Are you tired of seeing your retirement accounts make money just to eventually lose it? Wake up to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. with me, Marvin Mitchell, where we give safe, secure strategies that work.
Stop by your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Firestone Complete Auto Care.
Particularly like this song. Don't hate it. I see some calls here. Let's have some more. Take us on up to the top of the hour so we don't have to do anything. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, *KTRS. Rich is on the phone. Hello, Rich.
Frank, how are you today?
Great. How are you?
Good. As always, AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Long-time listener, second-time caller.
All right. Wow.
First, I just want to mention to you, it was great meeting you this summer at the Landolf thing. I hope you guys do that again, even though it was a pretty warm day. It was a lot of fun.
We probably won't do it again, but I'm glad you enjoyed it. That was my one and only appearance in the last 5 years, I think.
Gotcha. Well, I guess hopefully you can hang on for five more, maybe we can do it in 5 years, maybe.
All right, we'll see.
We were talking about Pokey Lafarge, and I was telling Dan that I think it was sometime in the spring or early summer of last year, he did a concert down at the old Rock House down by the ballpark. It was an outdoor event, and he had, I want to say, 5 or 6 different groups with him, all very different types of music, but it was just a really cool night. He came out at different times and played with him and had his band play a couple different times. And I was like you, Frank. I'd never heard of him. Some of my family, my kids had heard of him. I think, okay, you know, let's give this a shot. And, man, I was glad I went because it was...
And the thing is, I had heard of him 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. I just didn't pay any attention. It's just like a lot of, I get emails almost every day, and it's listeners go, hey, you need to watch this. You need to hear this. You should go to this concert. Hey, Frank, you got to check this out. And then most of them, I just go, okay, and I kind of forget about them. So I just forgot about it. And then I heard the name pop up a couple more times, and then I got an email from this Brian, and... for whatever reason, this morning I had a little time, and I thought I'm just going to go. And I went on YouTube, and 10 seconds into one song, I'm hooked. I thought, okay, I love these guys. So, yeah, they're...
really good stuff. Really good stuff.
They're very
and
talented.
I should mention to you, my mom and dad are big listeners. My mom is Marcia, who calls occasionally. I think she brought you some homegrown tomatoes up at the Blondoff thing. So I just want to say, hey to mom and dad, they're probably listening. So
I can't let you do that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're not going to be able to have. What are their names?
What?
Marcia and Tom.
No.
Marcia and Tom?
No. I wish we could. We just don't have time for that.
Well, maybe I'll try again. I could be a third time caller. I'll try maybe the next time.
Well, call us a third time. We'd love that.
Frank, always good to listen to you. Listen almost every day, at least for a little while.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Rich.
All right, Frank. Take care, buddy.
I do remember the homegrown tomatoes. And anytime anybody. Come July or August, you got too many tomatoes, I'm your guy. Not Peon. He hates tomatoes.
Yes, he does.
That is true.
Yeah. My sons hate tomatoes.
Really?
I don't know what happened there. How do you not like a homegrown tomato?
I'll take some.
That's
I
a
like.
Subject for July or August, I guess. Ben, is Ben next? Is
yes.
he still?
Yes.
Ben, how are you?
I'm doing great. Kansas City transplant, 9 years, AM and PM.
Good for you. It sounds like you're talking from a Progresso soup can.
Yeah,
car phone.
That's all right.
I'll make it real quick. I'm kind of OCD when it comes to my music, and I'm sure you have an iTunes account. You know, I found out a way you can go in and create folders for your iTunes account, like Frank, the best of Frank, or Frank 1, Frank 2, Frank 3. And then you can just drop those songs into those folders. That way when you get in the car and you only have about a 15, 20-minute drive and you want to just rock out, like maybe the next three or four songs will be in, you know, the great, you would just go to the Best of Frank and then click on that folder, and the songs that you have in that folder will play instead of your whole... I got like 1,100 songs. I know you got like 600, 700.
Holy mackerel! Okay, I got 600. But here's the deal, Ben. On my phone, it has playlists. So same thing. I just create a playlist, and I have one that says dinner music. I have one that says country favorites. I have one that says oldies, and then one that's classical. It's kind of the same thing. They're not they're folders, but they're just called playlists.
Well, yeah, they're different genres, right?
No, it's I make the playlist.
Oh, so you make it out. So it is the same thing.
It's the same thing. No, I give it a name, and then I put whatever I want in that playlist with that name.
Well, when you purchase their songs, don't you have an iTunes account where it saves it on your computer also?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, your library is on your computer if you plug your phone in.
Yeah,
or even if you don't, it's on there.
Yeah, I notice when I buy a song and download it on my phone.
It's on your computer.
Yeah, well, I purchase it on my phone. It does go to the computer, but if I want to add it to one of the what you call playlists, then I have to add it to that. Otherwise,
it just goes in the main music library.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So if you're doing it, that's the great. You know, this is the greatest invention when it comes to music.
It is, because I know exactly what you're talking about. You don't want to scroll through 58 songs to get to the one you want to play. So go to that folder that's got that song and a few others in it. No, it's a great idea.
All right, right on. You guys take care.
All right, Ben, thanks for keeping us with you the last 9 years. We appreciate it. Kansas City transplant.
Yeah.
Mick is next. Mick, how are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm AM to PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. In a perfect world, everybody would be. We're working on it. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to tell you a little bit my experience with Pokey. Actually, it's not with him. It's with the rest of his family. I'm 63 now, but when I was in high school, I used to play in a band up in the Bloomington Normal area with his.
And he's from Normal, Illinois.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
he said, when I was in high school, I played in a band with his uncle Joe, and Steve, who is Pokey's dad, Joe's little brother, was just a little kid running around the house. And I got to tell you, that there's a bunch in that family that are very, very talented people. It was years and years later I ran into Joe. I had moved to St. Louis in the meantime, but I ran into Joe on Facebook after, 30 years. And he turned me on to Pokey then, and I hooked back up with Steve. And, man, I'm telling you, you're right. That guy is just a tremendous talent.
Yeah. Well, we've probably are responsible now today for a lot of downloads for them. Or a lot of
CDs. Yeah, I would hope so.
That's, I hope so, too. They deserve it. I hope so.
It surprises me that he's not more well-known, but it's...
Here's why he's never going to be really big, because he's not pop, so he'll never be in that give me some pop people, Justin Bieber, you know, whatever, Miley Cyrus, Backstreet Boys, the boy band. He's not pop. He's not really country, so he's never going to top the country charts. So because of the fact that they're such a mix of country, a little bit of rock, a little swing, a little bit of blues, a little bit of a Dixieland, there's no place for them. And over the years,
he'll probably stay away from that pop scene about as far as he can get.
Well, I looked at their appearance schedule. They're never going to go hungry. I'll tell you that.
No, they're not going to go hungry. And it's more of a, I think, a cult following for them.
Oh, I think they're more interested in doing what they do the way they do it than they are being a slave to some record company.
Someone called and said they played the New Year's Eve party at the pageant past New Year's Eve.
Sure they did. Yeah. Mate, thank you for the call.
Sure. Take care now.
Isn't this interesting? The three of us, we don't know anything about this band.
No.
Even though I heard about them 3.5 years, didn't pay any attention to it. And look at all, you should see the emails I'm getting. And all these people who know, they know all about
it. I know. And hearing these two songs that you played... you know what would be a great concert to go see is that Pokey and Asleep at the Wheel together.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that would
be awesome. Okay, you know what? Now, that's another great example.
Yeah.
Asleep at the Wheel has never reached the heights of a George Strait and Ace and the Whole Band, or because Asleep at the Wheel does what they want to do the way they want to do it. And again, they're not purely country. They are
Texas
kind of blues, Texas swing, a little bit of country rock or so. So, and I don't think they, I don't know, maybe every night when, what's the guy's name? Ray Benson, when he goes to sleep, he's thinking, man, how come we never made it really, really, really big?
I don't think so.
Either he thinks that or he thinks, thank goodness we never became owned by some record company who told us what to do, how to do it. And that's what a lot of these people want. I'll tell you, that's why Clint Black was on fire for a couple of years. And I saw a great interview with Clint Black. And he said the reason he didn't stay at the top for that long was he had songs he wanted to do, and he did not want to do the songs that the record people wanted him to do, and you get kicked off the A-list when you do that. So he said it was just my way or the highway, and that's what he chose, and he was never sorry he did it. Hmm. And there was a guy from Alton, Illinois, who years ago... went to Nashville, and I had heard him sing when I was in the when we were in country radio. His band did a couple of gigs with our station, and he got to go to Nashville. And I have on my iPod a recording of him from a session in Nashville with the session musicians. It is absolutely as good as any country song you've ever heard anybody do. And he came back home. He said once he got in those conference room meetings with the record people and the managers and the agents, he said he couldn't deal with it. He said you become the property of so many people, and you got to be willing to put up with that. They tell you where to be, what to do, when to do it, how to do it. Here's where you are tomorrow. Here's your appearance, and you just it's just overwhelming. And that's why so many of these people, even you go back to Johnny Cash, and if you saw the movie. With Joaquin Phoenix, Walk the Line, they get into the pills because the rigorous schedule they have them on. You got to cut this many records, you got to do this many shows, you got to be here, you got to be here, you got to be here. Then they start getting into all that stuff. He said, I just knew it's not for me. And he walked away from it. And I remember the guy, too, in St. Louis, Nick Nixon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was a songwriter. He got a $50,000 check from Capitol or Columbia or somebody, he told me, as just sort of to put him on hold with them till they could figure out what to do with him. And I think in the end, it just never quite panned out. Maybe because he didn't really want it to, and he'd rather just play. Remember, he was down on Lindbergh at whatever that place was, Nick Nixon's.
He owned his own place, yeah.
I think he did.
It was on Lindbergh, right there in St. Anne, Bridgeton area, something like that.
And he was just big enough locally that my second son, Austin, when he was little, he got a guitar. Now, like a lot of kids, he never learned to play. I mean, he never learned to play it, but all kids always take guitar lessons or piano lessons. But the only signature on it was Nick Nixon. And that was kind of a big deal to us, to have Nick Nixon's and a Sharpie on that guitar. Never played one song on that guitar. And they all like my kids took piano lessons, too. They never sit down and play the piano.
Yeah.
I wish they would. I wish I could, actually. Ballast Dental Care has an offer I think you will find interesting. Not everybody, because not everybody, some of you already know, you don't need oral sedation to have dental work done. But some of you might. Those of you who are extremely petrified and can't bring yourself to go to a dentist, here's what you need to do. You need to make an appointment with Ballast Dental Care and have an oral sedation consultation. Now, that consultation is $130, but not for you. Not for you, at least not now, until they tell me to stop offering it. For you who are AM and the PM, they will walk you through all this in a consultation about oral sedation at no charge. And when they're finished, you'll know exactly what it's all about, what you can expect. And here's what you can kind of expect. You can expect to have a whole lot of work done, and you won't have any idea. You're in la-la land. You're not unconscious. You're sedated. And they do it all the time for people who need it. But what happens a lot is people who think they need it actually don't. They've just never been to the right dental clinic. I have the right dental clinic for you. Whether you haven't been for 20 years or you were in a chair 6 months ago, Ballast Dental Care. If there's any reason you'd like to just see what I'm talking about. You hate your dentist is dead or just died or just retired or, like I said, you just can't stand them. I'm inviting you to join me. I've been going there 43 years. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And the website is ballastdentalcare.com. Dr. Doug.